Mayor de Blasio is pledging to continue Michael Bloomberg's 12-year-long crusade to improve public health, but with a twist. De Blasio and the woman he has appointed to lead the health department both say they want to spend more time listening to people rather than dictating. WNYC's Fred Mogul has this profile of the new health commissioner, Mary Bassett.
Dr. Mary Bassett and I meet briefly in her office in Long Island City. The first thing that catches my eye is a row of oversized beverage containers on a shelf behind her desk.
The double gulp I got as a parting gift for my last job.
The cup is something of a joke given by coworkers at the private foundation where she used to work. But it kind of represents what happens when you mix activist health policy and real-world politics. Later, as we drive to an event in Harlem, Bassett and I discuss the soda wars.
The cost of soda has gone down, while the cost of fruits and vegetables has gone up.
Bassett approves of Bloomberg's efforts to limit soda size in restaurants and change other health habits. But she and Mayor de Blasio say they're going to take a different approach.
We have to engage with communities to ensure that they understand that we in government aren't trying to do things to them, but are trying to do things with them.
Bassett wonders if the controversy over soda size couldn't have been avoided with more dialogue.
I think it should give us all pause and ask what exactly was going on here and the extent to which consultations occurred.
She says the NAACP and many city council members should be supporting, rather than fighting, aggressive efforts to help people eat better.
After all, poor people are paying with their bodies for the unhealthy food that is cheap and tasty and readily available. And that's not right.
Bassett was a senior health department official under Bloomberg from 2002 to 2009. She says one of the neighborhood health hubs she created helped some Bronx parents replace whole milk with 1% milk in schools. First, they persuaded a single school to make the change.
And then it went up to the regional level. And then from there, it went to the whole school system. And in fact, our whole school system now uses 1% milk.
We arrive at the City University of New York School of Public Health in Harlem.
Do you need us to sign in? We're all right. Thanks.
A campaign urging people to sign up for Obamacare has been one of Bassett's first undertakings. Staff members debrief her about the event, and she gives them a quick pep talk.
The numbers for New York City are a little lower than expected, so let's go.
That's right. That's
let's go.
Bassett is constantly running into old friends she worked with during her first tour in city government.
Good to see you again.
It's a chance for a fitness and nutrition coordinator named Rebecca Lee to catch Bassett up on projects Bassett helped start a dozen years ago in Harlem and other neighborhoods.
We have schools that in the last 10 years have, you know, adopted more policies around wellness and healthy snacks, have, you know, stopped doing cupcakes and chocolate sales, and those are things that we can measure.
But other things are tougher to quantify. Bassett asks Lee to talk to me about that.
Some of the schools that we've been working with in the last 10 years, they're now up and running and doing far more things than we can ever do, and they don't need us anymore. So I feel like it can't be measured, but they've come such a long way here.
Mayor Bloomberg often gave variations of the adage, you can't manage what you don't measure. Bassett agrees.
I love data.
But she also offers another adage.
That not everything that matters can be measured, and not everything that's measured matters.
So she asks, can government ever prove a policy like changing to 1% milk has saved a single life?
Maybe not. But have we improved the health and well-being of the kids in that school? Probably so.
And that, Bassett maintains, is progress. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.